Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back. This Week in America, we're talking about the new book, The Four Stages of Psychological Safety. The author is Dr. Timothy Clark. When we left, we were talking about embracing failure. Talk about the importance of that, because we're all like basic human beings and we don't like to fail. Talk about embracing that, because it's basically a part of what we do every day is failing and dealing with it and going on.
Yeah, it's really true, Rick. Human beings fail. That's what we do.
Yes.
And as a matter of fact, that's really the pattern of learning that we have. And so in order to create psychological safety and sustain it at a high level in an organization, we have to create a culture where we separate failure from fear, because failure is normal. It's not the exception. It's actually the way forward. And so mistakes and failure, they have to be separated. They have to be decoupled from fear. And I give some examples in the book, some case studies where leaders and teachers and coaches are able to do that. That's one of the most powerful things that a leader can do, is establish a pattern and a mindset where people don't naturally equate fear with failure or failure with fear, because they don't necessarily and naturally go together.
That's so important. The book we're talking about is The Four Stages of Psychological Safety. The author is our guest, Dr. Timothy Clark, a sought-after advisor, coach, facilitator, social scientist, best-selling author. This is his newest book. What happens in an organization if they fully embrace and nurture psychological safety? What changes will they see in the corporate culture?
I think one of the first changes that they're going to see, Rick, is they're going to see the velocity of information speeding up in the organization. People will share more. That will create greater learning agility. And what happens is the overall capacity of the organization to adapt to its competitive environment, it increases. So the organization is going to become more competitive, but individuals will become more engaged. They're going to find greater purpose and meaning in the work that they do, and you're going to have a hard time getting rid of them, which is a problem that we all like to have right now.
Well, yes. In fact, you say in the book, organizations that don't create psychological safety for their employees will bleed out top talent. And obviously, that's the case. Everybody's looking for a place to be accepted. We're just going to take our talents and go somewhere else.
It's really true. And I think it's even more true with millennials. As the millennial demographic, as they pour into the workforce, we are seeing a demand for psychological safety, an expectation that, you know what, if I come to work for you, I want to do my best work. I want to be able to contribute. I want to be able to make a difference. And I expect psychological safety. And so we're seeing that as an expectation, whereas in the past, I think we often normalized cultures that were really not very healthy, and sometimes not acceptable in some of their patterns, but we normalized it, we accepted it, and we said to ourselves, well, I guess we just have to live with that. I think that's changing a great deal.
You do such an excellent job in presenting this in The Four Stages of Psychological Safety. You say, please don't read this book for information. Who's got time for that? Read it for action. Read it for change as you crack yourself open and look inside. You really take us through this and lay it out for us. Again, all of your years of expertise. If we follow this, this really is a roadmap to a successful organization, isn't it? From management standpoint and from the employee standpoint.
I hope it is. And I tried to write the book so that it would be an intimate personal journey. And that as the reader goes through it, that he or she follows the questions, follows the key principles, and really does a self-evaluation, does some soul searching. And we ask ourselves, so how do we take the next step? Because we all need to. There are things that we can work on. And it's very rewarding when we can. And I think it's something that we all should aspire to do.
If you're thinking, boy, does this really work in real life, talk about Google and Microsoft, because they're really into and they really are advocates of psychological safety, and it's worked well for them.
It really has. Many people are aware of Project Aristotle that Google conducted 2 or 3 years ago. They analyzed 180 of their own teams to understand the patterns of the teams that were the highest performing, and they found that psychological safety was the number one driver. And then just last year, Microsoft did its own study called The Art of Teams, and they came to the same conclusion, which is fascinating. And so what does it do? What does that do? Well, it supports the body of research that we have in this area that shows an undeniable connection between psychological safety and engagement and performance.
Our guest on the program, Dr. Timothy Clark, he is the author of The Four Stages of Psychological Safety, Defining the Path of Inclusion and Innovation. Book available wherever books are sold. You'll find information at the doctor's website, leaderfactor.com. Link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.